Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. I'm Vivian Lee Sharp, executive producer and media personality for Sharp Paragon Entertainment. On behalf of ScreenWorks Entertainment, Myron Grace, Chief Executive Officer, you may call now. We're going to be listening to the host, alchemist, and Christian Egyptologist, Mr. Carlos Ventez Pender, and his partner, Mr. Rob Schaefer, the Bohemian Gypsy. Mr. Carlos Ventez Pender is the alchemist and the Egyptologist for Christianity. And now, if Mr. Carlos is here, we would like to hear you,
yes,
Mr. Pender. Okay, go ahead. Take it away.
Hello. Thank you very much, Ms. Vivian, for introducing me. I would like to say today, in America, let the love fest begin. It's time for America to begin the love fest. It's going to last 100 years. It's going to cure our nation. But first, before we go any further, we have to understand a few things. Number one, the King James Bible. Why is Egypt in the King James approved Bible 555 times? That's a question for every black person listening. Who invented the telescope, followed the stars in the sky? The three wise men, all from Egypt, all rode horseback. None of them rode camels. It was beneath their dignity to ride a camel in Egypt. There are no pictures of camels in Egypt. There are no illustrations of camels in Egypt. It was detestable to the Egyptians. There's so many things that we should know about ourselves. Who created the mask as your agricultural system? Excuse me? Excuse me for the interference.
Go ahead.
Who created the 365-day calendar? Answer that question. Created the celestial language. Answer that question, listeners. Ask yourself, where did it come from? Who was the first king on the planet Earth? Who had the first police force on the planet Earth?
I don't know, Mr. Pender, but you do have a guest on the line. Her name is Melissa.
Oh, let me speak to her.
I'm here. How are you?
Hello, Melissa. How are you? Is there anything
I'm
I can
great.
Do for you?
Myron says you do readings over a birthday.
Yes, please. Give me your birthday, time of birth.
10/13/82 at 3:22 in the morning.
10/13.
1982.
1982. And that, what month was that?
October.
Oh, October. That was October what? You repeat
13.
That, please.
October 15th.
October
15th. 1982.
Okay, young lady. Okay, let me take me a moment and give this. That makes you a Libra. Excuse me?
I'm sorry?
Are you you consider yourself a lifer?
I'm a lucky person.
Excuse me?
Oh, I can't hear. Hold on.
I need to get right. I can't hear either. I can't hear. She's
a Libra. October 13th, 1982.
And she gave me the time, 1982, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Give in your time of birth, ma'am.
3:22 in the morning.
A.M. Okay, hold on 1 second, please. 1 second, 1982.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. One second, please. 1982. That would be October. Give me the date.
You have to write
October
it down.
13/13.
October 13th.
Yes.
Okay. October 13th. Thank you. Okay. October 13th, 1982. Okay. That was a Wednesday. And the sun was 19 degrees, Libra. The moon was Leo the Lion. The mean noon time was Virgo the Virgin. Wow. And the true time was Cancer the Crab. Your language is Virgo the Virgin, Libra. Your love life is Virgo. Your activities, you're very active, very shapely person. Your love life is in Scorpio. You have an affinity with scorpions. Your framework, you have a beautiful frame, very beautiful frame, beautiful bones, beautiful skin color, beautiful shape to your body. You are attracted to water. Now, anything else I can tell you right now?
Not right now. Thank you.
Was I close or correct? In the Bible, you're Reuben. You're Reuben in the Bible.
And what does that mean?
Have you heard that? That means that you have to do not listen to your friends.
Okay,
that means your friends are.
Up.
Excuse me?
She has hung up.
Oh, okay. Well, that was fine. I didn't get all I got. That was the first one. I was not really 100% prepared. Not 100%. I was not. But I am now. So thank you much, very much for calling in. And I'm waiting for someone else to call in with the exact same information. Time of birth, date of birth, latitude and longitude of birth. And I can look you up immediately, especially if you give me
the
year of birth.
How would they know the latitude and longitude?
They would not. Just tell me the country. Just tell me what nation. Was it England? Was it Europe? Pacific? Was it India? Was it Africa? I have to know.
What country? I see. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay, go ahead with
yes,
your
is Rob you on the line? Rob
Mr.
is not on the line. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, he's not. Now, go ahead.
I'll see if I can get him for you. You go ahead and talk.
Go ahead, Vivian. Vivian, let's continue this conversation. Why are people of color and our accomplishments long have to work on?
I tend to look at the positive nature of life. And someone like you who is talking about the positive natures of life, people will listen if they know that you know what you're talking about. So just continue on, and the ones that will hear, will hear.
Yes. Well, I'm interested in our accomplishments. What have we accomplished on this planet Earth? Let me ask you this question. Answer this question. Were the three wise men and the three gifts all from Egypt?
You tell me.
Is that? No one knows. It has been altered. You see, all three gifts grow in Egypt. Three gifts come from Egypt. The Egyptians had the best gold mines in all the world.
And okay, so tell me something new that I don't know. Tell me something new
I'll tell you something that no one knows. The Egyptians used goat intestines for condoms, birth control.
Well, we got children listening, so.
Well, they're supposed to know, too. Children are supposed to know that the Egyptians were the first people on Earth to use goat innards for condoms. Yes. You have to ask this question.
Tell me how
also.
They discovered something about their hair. How did they manage to, I mean, what did they do? They covered up their hair with hats. I mean, what did they do with their clothing?
They were all bald headed. They had a really bad problem of head lice. They had a bad problem of head lice in Egypt. So they all shaved their hairs bald. They really didn't wear mustaches and beards. They thought it was unattractive to wear mustaches and beards. And they also thought that overweight women were very unattractive in Egypt. There are no statues of overweight women in Egypt. There are statues of overweight pharaohs, but there are no statues of overweight women in Egypt. All the women were illustrated as lean and in proportion.
Well, they had pharaohs. What did they have in Egypt that was over the land? You know, the kings. What were they called? Pharaohs?
Pharaohs, yes, the pharaoh was the keeper of the peace, the keeper of peace, the ruler of agriculture, the ruler of love. He carried out the people's will. He was adamant about carrying out the will of the people, and all the pharaohs got better and better and better. The first pharaoh was Narmer. He united Upper and Lower Egypt. You see, the Nile River is the longest river in the world. See, no one knows that. And the Nile River also has the longest kiss. The Blue Nile meets the White Nile and goes 1,000 miles side by side. They call it the longest kiss. Most people don't know about these type things. Just like most people don't know about the Jordan River, that Jesus got baptized in the Jordan River. It was the cleanest river around. It was the clean. It had 44 waterfalls to make the Jordan River. The Nile River ran for 4,000 miles from south to north. One of the few rivers on earth to run from south to north. And gold. Most gold mines were found along the Nile Valley, the Nile River, around Lake Victoria, Lake Nassau, for Nile River, where King Mean, the first pharaoh, was from. See, the first pharaoh was not from Lower Egypt. The first pharaoh was jet black. He was from Upper Egypt, okay? You have to understand that.
What is the purpose of you doing this show? What's your real purpose that you would like to get across to people?
The purpose is long after we're dead and gone, our forefathers' monuments will still be standing. The pyramids, the Sphinx, these are our fathers, our forefathers, the greatest generation ever been on earth. It's one of the seven wonders of the world, other than the lighthouse at Alexandria, Egypt, the second wonder of the world, or the Colossus, the third wonder of the world. The pyramids are the first wonder of the world, done by black people, created before the invention of the compass, aligned with the celestial sign of Orion's belt, the astrological sign Orion's belt between Gemini and Taurus.
What made you decide to go on this course of alchemists and the Christian Egyptology? What inspired you to do that?
I see our people going in the wrong direction. I see our people climbing out of a deep hole, cannot get out of the deep hole of slavery, the mental slavery. You see, I see our people don't have the dignity that our forefathers had. Our people don't have the fortitude or the wherewithal that our forefathers had.
We're the smartest people on earth, actually. We're very smart. The African American and the black American, they're very smart. So there's no reason for us to be feel like we have to be under the eight ball. Now, I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to call Mr. Ron, and you keep talking. I'll be right back. Audience, don't go away.
Well, you said under the eight ball. I'm sorry, Ms. Vivian said the eight ball. We put ourselves under the eight ball. Who put you under the eight ball? We put ourselves under the eight ball. How many American blacks died in the Civil War? 250,000 blacks died in the Civil War. Who were the Rough Riders in the Spanish-American War? Blacks. Who helped General Patton at Bunker Hill? Jack, blacks. At the Battle of the Bulge, blacks. Who were the black airplane flyers? The Tuskegee Airmen, blacks. We already have the country. It's already our country. What more do we want? We can stop putting each other down. Look at our own history. Look at our history. To ask everybody listening, what year was the Sphinx built? Who built the Sphinx? What question? Are the pyramids and the Sphinx aligned with the constellation, the celestial sign of Orion, which is Gemini? Who created and mapped out the universal celestial language?
We all did. I got the answer to everything you say. Tell me something different. Tell me something about what you do as a person.
Well, my DNA is on the moon. I worked 51 years ago. I worked on the first moon landing. I was the X-ray technician on the Apollo 11 moon landing. My DNA is on the moon. We planted our flag on the moon. But when we took off, we knocked the flag down. The moon dust covered the flag. But my claim to fame is my DNA is on the moon. I don't think many people can say that. I worked on 12. I X-rayed for the Air Force 12 Apollo 11 spacecrafts. I approved two. One was used. 13 others were refused. We used the one that was the best, and that's the one we sent to the moon. And my DNA is all over the moon. God bless me for that. That's my claim to fame on this planet Earth. and my DNA is on the moon.
And you have quite an interesting family, too, that were born in different kinds of famous houses.
My grandfather baptized Billy Graham. My grandfather was born in Matanzas, Cuba. He was educated in Christ College in Great Britain. He was commissioned by Queen Victoria to go to Canada and teach the slaves that had escaped from America British law, Union Jack law. My grandfather built churches all over Canada. My grandfather spoke 7 languages. My grandfather baptized Billy Graham.
What was your grandfather's name?
My grandfather's name was Black Billy Sunday. His real name was William McHenry Vintez. My family name is Vintez. I am a Vintez. The entire family, we all call ourselves Vintez after our grandfather.
Right. Black Billy Sunday. What did he do? I mean, was he a cowboy? What was the Black Billy Sunday about? A preacher or what was he?
Oh, he was a DD, a doctor of divinity. He walked on chairs in the churches. Women touched his robe and fainted. Okay?
What did you say he was?
He was a doctor of divinity.
A doctor of divinity. Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Had his own church. Well, anything
else?
Yes,
he had a traveling church. Oh. Excuse me?
Let them see how to get in touch with you before we go. See how to get in touch with you and find out what your purpose is. I want you to really let your purpose out.
My purpose is, I'm a sentry on duty. God made me that way. He showed me what direction black people are heading in. Somebody had to speak up. So the sentry, myself, am speaking up that people of color, we are going in the wrong direction. We need to get back in the old-fashioned church. The church makes you better. You want to become better. You want to be better human beings, better citizens, better parents. The church will help you become a better person. Get back into the church. Love America. Love the American flag. Don't be for abortion, killing babies. Black people are not baby killers. We never have been. So let's just do what we're supposed to do. Let's not be led in the wrong direction. I'm a sentry on duty. I see danger coming. I'm sending out an alarm sound to all people of color. Let's get over this slavery thing. Let's be all we can be here in America right now, today.
Mr. Pender, I have a question for you. My motto is don't wait to be discovered. Discover yourself. What is your motto? What is your favorite verse? What do you think about when you are down and out? I mean, what? I want to know more about that. What do you think about?
I think about the most important thing that you can think about. Order. God's order. God put everything in order. See, we live in God's order. We're here because of his order. And so long after we're dead and gone, his order will remain.
Uh-huh.
So we want to stay in. That's when Jesus was born. God sent his son in order. See, Jesus had no earthly father. See, he had no incarnations to overcome. He came straight from God. You understand?
Yeah.
That's why Jesus is
God
so
in
important.
The flesh.
Huh?
That's what they say. He says he was God in the flesh.
That's right. And it was the Egyptians that they had the telescopes. No one else had invented telescopes. The Egyptians took sand and made glass out of sand.
Now, you have a book. You need to talk about your book. what it includes and how they can get it?
I've written a book titled Finding You. It's based on the Earth's gravitational force, the electromagnetic force field that surrounds the celestial Earth. You see, God wants things to be in order. See, the zodiac, the celestial language is in order. See, when you're born, when you take your first breath, you fulfill the order. Every one of us is different. This is the way God made it. We all have different faces. This is the way God made it. You see, and the real name for God is like Yahweh. W-A-H-W-A-H, Yahweh. American Indians call it Wonka Tonka, okay? We call it Yahweh, Jehovah.
You have your book. How can they buy your book? How can they find you?
You can buy my book on Amazon.com, or you can buy my other book, African Talk 2, on Amazon.com. You will love both of my books. And my second book.
Go ahead.
Finding You. My name is Carlos Ventes Tender. My email address is Ventes, V-I-N-T-E-S, at Ameritech.net. Please contact me. Send me your date of birth, time of birth, and place of birth. Let me look you up.
And also, I'd like to leave a word of wisdom behind you. I know you're very wise, and you have a purpose. The purpose is to educate the people about their heritage.
I would like to say this, Vivian. I can count the stars. Every star, like our sun, has a solar system surrounding it. There are thousands and thousands of stars. So that means there are hundreds of thousands of other planets just like ours. It's possible that God visited us, helped the Egyptians. It appears that somehow it might be true. The pyramids lie 31 degrees north latitude and 31 degrees south longitude. That is the level and the plumb. The heaviest spot, spinning top. The top is spinning, but the pyramids lie in the heaviest spot on the planet Earth. Now, who would know that? I don't know. God stepped in. He blessed the Egyptians for 1,163 years. But the Egyptians refused to be monotheistic. They had 36 gods when they only needed one god. So God sent Jesus.
What would you like to say in your closing remarks? You have about 2 more minutes, and then you'll be back again next week, all the way through July the 2nd and possibly later, every Thursday at 7:30 to 8. And we encourage people to call us, 516-387-1220. We'll give that to you. But I want you to really say something in your closing remarks for the audience that's listening, so they'll come back next week to hear you. Mr.
Closing remark. Closing remark. When you took your first breath of life, when you left your mother's womb, the celestial heavenly influence was in play. You're locked into a celestial gate. Whether it be one of the zodiac signs, would be the gates. Now, some people are locked into the first part of the gate. Some people are locked to the middle of the gate. Some people are locked to the end of the gate. But you're locked into this gate. And so you have to live out your gate. Live out your life. Be all you was meant to be when your seed was planted in the vineyard of life.
And give them your contact information one more time, and then we'll take it away. Give them your contact information one more time.
Contact information, please contact me and find out what gate you belong to. What is your recipe? What is your solar recipe? You can contact me at vintes@ameritech.net. That's vintes@ameritech.net. I can give you your celestial recipe.
And you
it
can
has
also
nothing to do.
And speak to them as well, as well.
Excuse me?
You can also come out to their location to speak to them as a public speaker,
yes,
as well.
But you call in.
Please contact Mr. Vintes.
Call into the station. I'd like to speak to you in person to person, okay? But, see, one of the problems we have today, we don't know who we are. We
okay,
can't
get out. This
we
want to
sit wholesomely into ourselves. Wholesomely fit into yourself. I'll help you, okay?
All right, engineer, talk to the engineer. You got to take it away.
Thank you, Ms. Vivian.
Thank you.
Thank you.